This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, you may have missed this, but Crank Yankers is back. Last month, I guess they came back on the air, and it's been since 2007.
Yes.
Wow.
I have zero. I haven't watched a single episode ever.
I don't know how much interest I have, but
I love puppets.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a fan of prank calls anymore.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in our business, it's been done for like decades.
Right.
Decades of it. And that's probably why, because our business did it long before Crank Yankers came along. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure our business was the inspiration for Crank Yankers. And,
well, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel was behind it originally, so yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, that's right, because Jimmy was in radio. Makes sense.
Yeah, for many years.
Yeah, that's right. So, but you know what? The cool thing did happen, an unusual thing for Crank Yankers, because during last night's show, someone recognized Tracy Morgan's voice. So that doesn't work well when you're trying to crank yank somebody.
This is Jenny. How can I help you?
Hey, hello, Jenny. My name is Spoonie Love from up above. I'm just wanting to call and inquire about your facilities. I mean, do you have, like, cool people on your staff?
Yes, we have cool people that can
keep secrets and stuff like that.
Okay, well, let me see.
We just want to make some babies.
Okay, listen, I think that you're really funny, but
I'm not
ultimately,
being funny.
I can't keep having this conversation
real.
With you. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go.
Would you have my baby?
I really got to go because there's a line of people here that want to talk to me.
So what are we going to name the baby? What you want to name the baby?
Tracy.
Wow.
Bye.
We've been heard, fellas.
Name the baby Tracy.
All right, she's like, Tracy, now leave me alone.
Yeah.
I have a job to do, and you're calling me to making babies.
I would have had a hard time with the name. It would have either been Tracy or Craig.
Oh, yeah. It could be Craig Gass. That's true. That's very, very true.
Which one is actually doing this to me? Yeah. Well, how about that? Tracy Morgan gets busted.
You almost called him Craig.
Yeah. Craig Gass almost gets busted not being there with doing his own Tracy Morgan.
That's the problem with Craig Gass, though, now. I'm like, I hear Tracy Morgan. I'm like, God, he doesn't sound like Tracy Morgan enough. And it's Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because of his accidents or just getting older. You're right. Tracy Morgan does not sound like he used to. And now Craig Gass is more, I think we have to actually say, Tracy, whenever you're going to do an interview, can we have Craig Gass actually provide the voice?
Yeah, it wasn't even so much that for me. It was just that Craig does such a great caricature of Tracy Morgan's voice that now that's how I want to hear it all the time. It's like Chris Walken. When I hear a Chris Walken interview, it's like a watered-down Chris Walken impression.
See, now, you know, it's an interesting thing. Have I been that jaded with all the caricatures that I think that's how they've always sounded? You may be right. I always think they sound the way that the impersonators...
They sound very close, but it's usually a little exaggerated, a little bit more cartoony.
You're right, because I mean, you're absolutely right, but I keep thinking that's exactly how they sound. So I'm thinking there's something wrong with the real people.
No, they're just being themselves and not being these like ridiculous versions of themselves.
Oh, they're not as fun anymore. Christopher Walken and Tracy Morgan need to get it together. I'm sorry.
And Craig Gass is mostly to blame for that. Like Tom Arnold interviews or anytime I see Tom Arnold on TV, I'm like, hey, it's Tom, man. What happened, man?
Yeah, you're right.
And he's just being Tom Arnold, but he's not out of his mind making a point to mention that he's on cocaine all the time.
No, he doesn't normally do that?
No.
Oh, wow. Gosh, yeah, Craig has spoiled me.
Yeah.
I just expect Tracy Morgan. But he did do the Make My Baby line, you know, at least in that Crank Yankers call.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't really have any interest in it. I don't know, man. I just feel like it's the same thing over and over and over. It's the formula is just at this point. Like, I used to find prank calls to be entertaining, I mean, but now it's just the same thing happens all the time. They dupe them for a second, then it always ends. Oh my God, is this really happening? No.
No, it's not.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, they brought back the TV show. There's got to be people that love it, no doubt about it. But I'm with you. It's like, yeah. I've heard them so much. It's just like, yeah. Kind of done with that.
Although I do love that it's puppets doing it.
Oh, you do like the puppets?
Of course.
Okay, the puppets you like. It's just that they could be doing something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but
some Team America kind of stuff.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, about
those
that?
Are marionette puppets. A little different.
I don't care. You know what?
Okay.
I finally want to see Kermit and Miss Piggy make it happen.
Do you want the extended cut version of Team America?
I would like the extended cut of some puppet.
Which went on for an awkwardly long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. Yeah, that was.
How could you forget that?
That was a bit long. Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. Very, very good point. Well, I have a question for you, and it's very, very simple. Why has a man only eaten mac and cheese for the last 17 years?
Whoa.
Man. That's a bad. I got
not your son's mac and cheese. He died.
That's a good point. I wonder if it's Panera Bread's mac and cheese.
It's frozen.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if you. We'll tell you why this dude has eaten mac and cheese for only 17 years. That's it. Only thing he's eaten. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on the Rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock. Of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thank you guys. Thanks to Car Toys for giving us the Migs Report. And today, it's a very special day. Get some pasta out because it's National Pasta Day.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, I love that idea.
Eat whatever pasta is of your choice. I want some raviolis.
Do you? Really?
Oh, me too. Well, yeah, it's been a minute since I've had some delicious raviolis. And it's the season. You can have your pumpkin spice raviolis.
We're going to a cool place for Joey's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
It's downtown.
McDonald's?
Il Corvo.
Oh.
It's a pasta place downtown here on James.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Joey says his friends say it's like the pasta joint. Everyone's been talking about how great it is.
Oh, get some raviolis today.
So that's what we're going to do. Well, we had to wait until his birthday, which is, you know, November, but we're going to do it.
All right.
So we're celebrating National Pasta Day a little late, but I'm excited.
Well, today is National Pasta Day, so enjoy your spaghetti. Enjoy your... I don't know, linguine.
Yeah. And hey, look, if you buy Il Corvo, give it a shot. I mean, I'm hearing great things about it if you're downtown.
And there's a survey that was done to find the most popular thing to add to pasta, and it's beef.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, of course, you got your meatball.
Rest of the top five is salt, garlic, poultry, and then basil.
Ah, yeah.
See, I become such a basic person, like a kid, again, when it comes to pasta. I just like spaghetti. With some butter, and that's it.
Yep.
Not even sauce.
Not even sauce. I used to love sauce, and I used to think my mom was weird because she would always eat spaghetti and just put a bunch of butter in it and mix it in, and that was it. A little butter, a little salt. Delicious.
I can't argue with you. I mean, it's a good way to do it. I used to have it that way, too, when I was growing up.
My wife cracks up. She's like, you're like the most simple person. Whenever she asks me, like, what do you want this week for dinner when she's putting her grocery list together, I'm like, I just want some spaghetti with some butter.
That's it.
That's the other thing I always bring up, not getting it, it's a great segue to this next story, is mac and cheese. I always want mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Also a good thing to eat on National Pasta Day.
Yeah.
But there's one guy does not want mac and cheese anymore. He's 20 years old, and for the past 17 years, all he's eaten is mac and cheese.
Wow. Why?
Again, since he was 3 years old. He lives in Florida. He's been, according to a therapist, he has a selective eating disorder known as avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, Apparently, it's a mental condition where new foods can trigger negative physical reactions. And they think it's because he dealt with some child trauma when he was a kid, an abusive parent. And for some reason, food triggers PTSD for him.
Wow.
Of and all
this,
things.
And this is something that was inflicted. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Like a lot of these disorders, man, we're coming to find out that it's not you were born with this, but it was environmental, and that sucks.
Like, yeah, for some people, like, oh, mac and cheese, I'd love to have that all the time. But for him, it's kind of a nightmare. That's all he gets to eat. He says he's tired of eating mac and cheese, and when he tries to try anything else, he gags. Here he is talking about it.
My name is Austin, and for the past 17 years, I've eaten almost nothing but mac and cheese. I don't want to say I'm addicted to mac and cheese, but because it sounds so weird, but, like, my body won't let me eat anything else.
Could you imagine that?
So that's, I mean, if he's got this disorder, they got to find a way to treat it, right? Since it was
trying. Yeah, they're trying to figure it out, but right now they haven't been able to get that taken care of. So, I mean, you know, he now lives with his grandparents. He doesn't live with his father, and they're trying to wean him off of mac and cheese, but of all things, he says 9 out of 10 times his favorite brand, it's Kraft macaroni and cheese. Actually, Velveeta, shells and cheese.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
And here he is talking just about more about his mac and cheese issue.
I never would have chosen to be like this. I'm actually, like, serious. Like this is a problem. It's weird for me to think of eating any food that's not yellow.
That is so weird. So I wonder if they could mix in other stuff and it would should be hidden in the mac and cheese, like the peas and maybe some meats. You know, like we do with little kids. You just mix it in and they don't even know you got it in there.
Yeah, I have no idea how that works out. How do you wean somebody off of mac and cheese? But yeah, he says he knows it's bad for his health. He's tried to reach out for some help in the past, but he's had a hard time finding a therapist who understood his disorder and would accept his insurance as well. He now drives 90 minutes to visit this therapist that's helping him get off of the mac and cheese.
90 minutes?
Right.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, that really, really sucks that there's just not better help for this dude.
You just learn more and more just odd things on how the mind works. Like, I never would have thought when you read that story, you're like, oh, this guy just loves mac and cheese. And then you dig a little deeper into the story, and you're like, oh, that's a real bummer.
Dude, it's not to get heavy, but it's just another reason, man, when kids are being brought up and the adults they turn into, it's because of the parenting, and it sucks. You know, think about that. Next time you see somebody acting like a jackass or whatever, their brain might be broken because of some past stuff as a kid. Oh, man, that's weird.
Well, this is an odd story. Speaking of weird, a guy in Northern California was breaking into someone's house on Saturday morning, and the homeowner caught him, and he caught this intruder wearing nothing but a bra and women's underwear.
Well, that's my kind of intruder. High fashion burglary.
I mean, do you think he went to the wrong house for a certain type of party?
That could very well be. I mean, we hadn't thought about that. I mean,
In fact, the homeowner here is talking about it, saying he didn't even believe it when he first saw this guy in a bra and underwear.
My God, there's somebody who just ran out of the garage, and he's wearing nothing but bra and panties. And I thought, are you kidding me? Is this a dream? Like, what is going on? Sounds funny, but when you think about it, it's really not, because had we not caught him at the same time, I have no idea what would have happened.
He was arrested for burglary as well as trespassing, indecent exposure, and then I believe either a probation or parole hold.
Oh, so indecent exposure?
I mean, maybe some things were hanging out.
That might be, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Panties don't really, I don't think they really are meant for the twig and berries.
No, they're not. Yeah, they, he probably had some slippage.
Oh, geez. Consider that your PSA for today, people.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you're still paying attention to the XFL draft that's been going on.
We're drafting guys.
Seattle Dragons. I was excited to see this. They picked up another quarterback, a guy whose name is very familiar for Seahawks fans, a backup quarterback back in the day, a few years ago, B.J. Daniels.
Oh,
is now
yes.
A member of the Seattle Dragons.
Dude, I remember how exciting B.J. Daniels was in preseason.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. He's a backup, huh?
Yes.
I kind of want him to be the main guy.
Well, I mean, maybe he'll have the same mentality as Pete Carroll and that, you know, always compete.
Oh, a competition, then B.J. makes it happen.
That's pretty cool, though. I know a lot of Seahawks fans were excited. He was very well loved in the community. He's always doing cool stuff. So here he is back in the Northwest. He's going to be down throwing some balls for the Seattle Dragons.
That's cool.
Yeah. They picked up a couple, like, UW guys as well that were part of it. I think somebody was on, like, the Seahawks practice squad. It's just, I don't know, man. I'm getting more and more pumped for this XFL.
Yeah, me too, man. I really want this to be a thing. I really, really do.
Especially with the affordable ticket prices.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been seeing a lot of people saying, I just got my season tickets. And then they list how much they spent. And I'm like, oh, that's like a couple preseason games for a Seahawks.
Yeah, it is insane.
Yeah, it's nuts how great and how affordable these tickets are.
This might be the time, Steve. You know, the affordability, the accessibility, and, you know, if they put together decent quality football, you know, I mean, this could be the time.
I mean, I'm picking up guys that, you know, had a little bit of a moment, maybe a glimmer of hope in the NFL, and I know even Pete Carroll said, yeah, we'll be paying attention to what's going on in the XFL. It's going to be a fun thing. Yesterday, not fun for baseball fans because the game was rained out. That's game four of the American League Championship Series between the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees. They're going to play again today. And that's over at Yankee Stadium. Astros are up 2-1.
I think the Yankees are happy about that because they get their game one winner, Tanaka, back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's
strategy.
Yeah, and I think also Greinke's the guy they got 7 runs off of, and he's pitching as well. So the Yankees are hoping, all right, here we go. Maybe we can tie this series up.
Thursday Night Football tonight, you have the Kansas City Chiefs. They're at 4-2, taking on the Denver Broncos, who are currently at 2-4. Go Chiefs. I only say that because I like to piss off Caesar, our friend Caesar.
Who's well, they're on a 2-game winning streak, those Broncos.
I know, and the Chiefs aren't winning.
No, they're not.
So we'll see what
happens.
They're
on a 2-game losing streak. They're in on 1 game at least.
I know they lost the last game. I'm not sure if they've lost 2 in a row. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 56 degrees today, and we're going to have some rain. And thank you, Kia Pual, for giving us the major report. And that's what's up.
That is what's up. And someone else on Reddit has told us what's up with the Big Bang Theory, which, of course, this is the first year without them as they ended their series last season.
It's tough living life in front of a television without being able to watch The Big Bang Theory.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's one of the shows my wife and I watched, and we thought, okay, what are we going to find that we both like as when I go spend some time with her? So that is, it is a bit of a challenge. I'm going to try that unicorn show out. You said that was pretty good with Walton Coggins on CBS.
Yeah, dude, you're going to see a lot of familiar faces on that show.
Yes.
There are so many people. Like, I mean, I think they just grabbed all the cast of Ballers and moved them over to... Because you got the football coach. I can't remember his name.
Rob Corddry, I love.
Rob Corddry's on it as well. It's pretty cool, man. And we've only watched, I think, one of the three episodes, but or 1.5. We might have fallen asleep. But that's not because the show is bad. It's actually really clever and well done.
Walton Coggins, look,
he's great in it, too.
And every time I told you, like, who's he? He is a guy you know who's been really playing some great, great roles in shows, all the way back to The Shield. He was great. He played a great transgendered person on Sons of Anarchy. He did a great job with that. Baby Billy and the Righteous Gemstones.
What a great character on that.
And, of course, I loved him in Justified. Great antagonist to Timothy Oliphant's character and Raylan Givens. And so I love Walton Coggins. And so I want to watch it just for that. So
did you mention The Shield?
Yeah, I did. First thing I said.
Okay,
yeah.
I was hoping.
That was the first time I ever saw him.
Yeah, same.
He was on The Shield. Yeah, he was so good in that.
Oh. Someone just said Uncle Baby Billy's got his own TV show.
Yeah.
And he's great for it. He is perfect for that character. Oh, he does a great job in the show.
If you don't know Walton Coggins, honest to gosh, man, seriously, if you want to binge watch some great shows and see him, he's been good in everything. Like the Rev said, The Shield is an amazing show. Justified is an amazing show. You know, Sons of Anarchy was a great show anyway, and he came in late. He might have been in the last couple of seasons as a transgendered person who started getting involved with one of the biker guys. And it, you know, at first you thought this is a joke, but he played the character so well that it was, there was some powerful episodes he was in. And gosh, Walton is just so much fun. He was also, he was in the Ant-Man movie, the Ant-Man versus the Wasp. Yeah, he was the business guy making deals with
Evangeline Lilly.
That girl. Evangelina Jolie. Yeah.
The show's fun because he's the dad and his wife, not fun because his wife passed away, but he's a widow. And man, oh man, that like really gets ladies hot and bothered. Like, he is sexy because of the fact that he doesn't have, you know, he lost his wife. So there's like that sympathy thing. And he's a single dad now. And there's all these women that just want to do him because of that.
Yeah, isn't that an interesting thing?
Yeah.
Vicky, can you explain that? Why a guy becomes attractive when his wife dies? What does that mean?
Because you can take care of him. Like, he was able to be in a relationship. It ended not because of his fault.
Right. He's a good man. Ended not for any reason that was his, yeah.
Right, exactly. And so you just want to take care of him. And whether that's cooking for him, you know, like handling him physically, you know, any kind of thing.
Oh, man.
I can definitely see that.
So if I start telling people that my wife's in California, she's not with me, I might get some
wow.
I mean,
wow.
Personality.
Until they find out that, you know,
that
hey.
Is the plot of a really bad movie I just recently saw, I think.
So. Oh, good. Yeah. I think I'm going to start saying that. I just want to see if that happens, if Vicky's right. If people will be, like, nicer to me if they think my wife's not alive as opposed to just living in another state.
They definitely would. They'd be like, oh, poor
even
PJ.
Even me?
Yeah.
Because I think nobody would
be like,
nice
well, look,
me.
He's so miserable because he lost his wife.
Oh, so that makes up for my bad attitude. That's the reason.
What you need to do is you need to have your wife move, but not tell you where she lives. That way you're not lying when you say you lost your wife.
Yeah, good call.
Oh, jeez.
Lost my wife. I don't know where. Yeah,
I don't know what happened. I lost my wife.
It was tragic. How long ago? That's tough to say. Yeah. I can't remember exact day when she got lost.
This is terrible.
Horrible. I just want to be liked, man.
That's all I'm saying. How about just be nicer to people then?
That's a lot too much work.
Yeah, that's way too much work.
Yeah.
All right, this is easier.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, pretend your wife is not with you anymore.
That's what I've got to do. Yeah, perfect. People want to come take care of me, cook for me. And they don't have to get physical. I just, somebody make me some dinner once in a while would be really great.
And that's even part of the show, is that he gets all this food because, you know,
The meal trains. Man, that's fantastic. That's a great idea.
You'll get free meals, and you'll be more attractive to people.
See, I don't think my wife should have a problem with it.
Change your address.
Yeah, it's like she's not dead anyway, so just, honey, I'm going to say you're dead. That's all I'm going to do. You can still go on living. Have a great life.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to work out.
I want some food, Rev. Come on. So, I don't know if you saw this. Someone on Reddit discovered a plot hole in the first season of The Big Bang Theory, which is how we all started this.
Okay.
In episode 8 of the first season, Rod says, quote, great, we'll get married, and I won't be able to talk to her, and we'll spend the rest of our lives in total silence. Of course, that's how the show started, where Raj could not talk to women. Whenever they were in the room, he would whisper, he would not speak out loud. The character evolved, but I don't know how many seasons he wouldn't talk to anybody.
It was so funny. The first few seasons, I mean, he was always great. Raj was one of my favorite characters, but man, he was on fire in the beginning. Because of just how awkward he was.
Yeah, the evolution of that character. When you think about the evolution of all the characters, we forget that Raj, really, he made probably the biggest change. Mm-hmm. Literally didn't speak for half the scenes. There was women in there, he wasn't speaking. So when he says, yeah, we'll get married, won't be able to talk to her, we'll spend the rest of our lives in total silence, Howard responds, quote, it worked out for my parents. But I guess somebody found out that is not true, because in a later episode, we find out that Howard's dad left when he was a kid. So it didn't work for his parents because they didn't stay together.
I mean, I wasted, 12 years of my life watching this show?
Yeah, dude. Turns out that plot hole, I don't know how I let it go by.
Oh, no, a plot hole from a one-off joke.
Right. Yeah.
Come on.
It sounds like it could have just been sarcasm from Howard's point.
Yeah, exactly. Laugh track and boom.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What am I supposed to believe in life anymore?
Well, I will say this. It was an early... I know that shows, when they get going, they try to have a Bible, they try to have continuity, but when you throw jokes out like that, you know, they probably didn't expect... You know, you don't expect any characters to be flushed out like Howard's mother, and they probably didn't expect Howard's mother to be so popular. You know, just with her character being what it was, and therefore when they added depth, forgot that he made that joke when they made, like, well, here's why we live alone. My dad left me.
But here's my thing. So that guy points out something I think is kind of funny. I mean, I don't think it's like, it doesn't change my opinion of the Big Bang Theory, but I'm looking on Reddit, and people are, like, upset with the dude for pointing this out. Like, they're really, like, getting on him about it. And it just seems like the guy was just pointing out a pretty funny little tidbit about the show.
I see both sides of this, Steve. I think you're absolutely right. He just, like, he pointed out a plot hole. The problem is that, and this is, and I think Vicky and Rev and myself can speak to this, these geeks that just pick apart everything, and if you're exposed to somebody going, well, you know, it's sort of like that character on The Simpsons.
Yo, comic book guy, well, actually.
I think that's the backlash. You're right, Steve, it's not a big deal, but we see so much of it, and people are so snobby and really arrogant about it, that I think folks are getting fed up, and this poor guy's getting, unfortunately, the bleed over.
But I feel like by, you know, pointing it out that he was the a-hole and that he's the comic book guy, I feel like you're making it a bigger deal than it actually was. Like, okay, cool, you figured it out, good for you, here's a gold star, and then move on with your life.
See, that's you, Vic. You can do that. Steve can do that. Me, I'm just like, I can't stand all these people pointing out all this crap.
No,
and I gotta listen to
saying
it.
The show sucked because of this. He's just like, here's an interesting little thing. And he even had to put up there, he says, wow, guys, chill. I just noticed a plot hole and shared it. It's still a great show. I thought the aim of this whole subreddit was to share anything about this TV show. Now I understand you just want to praise it, LOL.
But it is interesting because we like to see gaffes. I mean, that's a cool thing that if you go to IMDb, you see all the mistakes shows made, like things happening in shots or like, you know, a Starbucks coffee cup, you know, in Game of Thrones.
What was that, Ben-Hur? Kind of was that where he's wearing a wristwatch?
Yes.
Like, that stuff is awesome.
That is really awesome. And this, I think, falls in that category.
It's just funny.
Yeah, it's like I said, I just think it might be a little backlash or it just, you know, geeks in general don't have tolerance.
It's the internet. People are miserable on the internet.
Yeah.
That sums it up, dude. Yeah.
And I, you know, Rev, I don't know, Vicky, how many do you think really, what percentages are people? I think so many geeks are making the world a rotten place, these geeks on the internet. I just feel it. I just feel like, you know, every time there's negativity, seems to be a geek. At least, maybe I'm just too exposed to it.
No, I think you're just in your own bubble with that one. There's plenty of miserable people across the whole gamut of life.
Thank you, man. I don't want to think it's just my people.
No, it's not. It's good. Everybody.
Everybody, Steve.
Mm-hmm. That's why I just stick with politics, man. Everybody's in a good mood when being such a political enthusiast like myself.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about I mean, what you talked about with the debates was right on and really did not cause any controversy.
I love it.
Yeah, you changed my mind, Steve.
Thank you.
I was thinking one way, but you, with your political discussion, made me think another way.
That's right.
You
should join some of my groups, my online groups, where we discuss things civilly.
It's
called
fantastic.
Facebook.
Oh, is it Facebook?
Yeah, it's all for everybody.
The civil political discussion group called Facebook.
Yes.
I'll have to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't really heard much about it.
Good luck with that.
Yesterday, Steve, he got this one right.
Ariana Grande had the 2019 hit song Seven What?
Thongs.
No.
Rings.
Yes.
Yeah. What was it? Rings?
Rings.
Rings. Seven Rings. I would have never guessed that.
Great song.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, it's a song.
Yeah. I don't know much that she does. Seems like she whines a lot.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a lovely lady.
Is she?
Lovely things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, am I thinking of Adele? I'm thinking of Adele. That's who I'm thinking of.
I don't know who you're thinking
of.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know Ariana Grande.
Oh, just look her up on Google.
Is it going to be a good picture?
Image search, yes.
Oh, is that, what's his face, Pete Davidson's girl or ex-girl?
Yes.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, okay.
Don't bring up that guy's name in front of me.
Oh, wow. Now we're to that, Steve.
You know what? You shouldn't join my Pete Davidson Facebook group.
No, I won't.
Okay.
I'll block it.
Wow, man. What a great tribute to Ariana Grande. You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.